How do you spend your evenings? Let me guess. You're flipping through the TV channels. Maybe your wife is looking through Facebook. Well, let me tell you how we spend our evenings. We like to soak. Oh, yeah. Because there's nothing better than an evening together. Soaking away the cares of the day in our own Bullfrog Spa. Go to Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas, 1333 East Red Hills Parkway today, so you can start soaking tomorrow. Oh, yeah.
We kicked off this decade by wearing cloth over our faces for a cold virus and forgetting 2 centuries of medical science. Good times. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
We don't have inflation because the people are living too well. We have inflation because the government is living too well.
I think the Environmental Protection Agency, in many instances, has gone to an extreme. You've got environmentalists who wouldn't let you build a house unless it looked like a bird's nest.
One of these days, you and I are going to spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it once was like in America when men were free.
Hi there. Welcome, Kate Daly Show. On a Friday, and Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, will be joining me later on in the next hour. And I'm going to love that because he was bold enough to put his money where his mouth is and do a film. Absolute proof about all the election fraud. And I'm so grateful for people like that. So I invited him on the show and grateful that that he's going to come and tell us a little bit about what moved him to do it. And, you know, he's been an outspoken voice, Mike Lindell, and I'm always glad to see that. Well, open phone lines in this hour. I'm going to open it up because we're going to be talking about a couple of things, but you can add whatever you want to today's topic. I'm actually going to open the phone lines and we'll just keep taking calls. You know, I think right now, because so many, this is kind of the way we connect is, you know, you can kind of find out how people are thinking by the call-ins and by the people that call the show. And this is how we connect. So really the thought there is, this is one of the only shows that still takes calls and, well, you can voice, what you're feeling and thinking right now. And, you know, I was thinking about this coming into the studio. You know, when Trump became president, we had rioting, looting, screaming into the streets, you know, just acting like lunatics out there, right? And you haven't seen any of that with this election. And we all know, I mean, by now you have to know it was stolen, right? They keep cramming it down our throats that you're never allowed to talk about for election fraud. And so, how quiet are we? Are we still sort of shell-shocked over what happened? Or are we, you know, do you think people are kind of gathering on the down low? Do you think that there's even plans being made because we have more elections coming and I don't think people have a lot of faith in them? So what do you think's going on out there? Because I would just kind of like to get the temperature of what you're thinking and feeling. And you know, we often, I think we're credited with the fact that we don't act like a lunatic when elections happen. But at the same time, will we see anything? Will we see anything happen? Because we just know that it was completely, obviously taken, you know? And so I'd love to get your thoughts on that. 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. Before we get rolling, get over to Dr. Diet. If you need to lose some weight, that's the place to do it. I tell people off the air this too. I would lose like 5 pounds here, 5 pounds there, you know, and then gain it back. The yo-yo thing until I went to Dr. Diet and got it off for good. And if you're really serious about it, right now is the best time. Just kick it in gear because then by the summertime, you'll be looking right. And get into the cute clothes in your closet, the good clothes, the nice clothes, you know, instead of the moo-moos, we got to get into the nice clothes. Anyway, Dr. Diet is awesome and they've got a great staff and they'll help you do it. And they've got B12 shots and they've got all kinds of different things that will help you kind of kick that metabolism going again. But get over to Dr. Diet and they also have a few free gifts when you mention my name too. So tell them I sent you. Merkel came out. I just wanted you guys to know Merkel came out and said, the pandemic not over until world is vaccinated. Okay. So you know how I'm going to feel about that, right? Yeah. She told journalists, here's her exact quote. I stressed in my intervention that the pandemic is not over until all people in the world have been vaccinated. I don't know how you feel about that, but it's expected, you know, especially coming out of the conferences of the G7, of course, these countries that gather that are all really led by the New World Order. And I wouldn't expect anything less from her than shoring that up. And it really is something that I hope people start really thinking about and understanding. I know you guys get it. If you've listened to this show, we've been doing this for a year on the COVID thing. But isn't it amazing how they keep cramming vaccination down your throats? And I wonder how much pushback they're going to get when people come out and they say things like this. Do you think people will push back? It's all the hype. It's all the hype. Our governor, Cox, came out today and said, it's always a constant update about you guys, with the message like this. This is how propagandized it is. You guys can't wait for this vaccine. You want this thing, and we're trying to get it to you. I don't know of anyone that wants it. It's just funny how the mechanism of propaganda kicks in, telling us how much we want something all the time. Well, you know what? Sometimes that just doesn't always work, does it? I also wanted to, before we get into the fact that the Senate, state Senate, isn't going to listen to the Dixie bill, which is quite interesting, I found. I would also like to talk just for a moment, if you would, about what our state looks like, because we talked about Texas yesterday. We went into detail about that, and there's a lot of questions about that. As far as the fact that it's being maybe there's a lot more political nature to what's going on, the drive for agenda for Biden's $15 trillion green plan. And so I kind of wanted to talk just about Utah for just a moment, kind of where we're at. Rocky Mountain being the biggest deliverer. I think they have six states that they're over. Quite a blanketed area, right? Renewable energy as of 2018 was 11% of Utah's utility scale from renewable energy sources. Solar energy generated, they say, more electricity than the renewable source in the state. And now 15% of the state's solar generation came from small scale facilities. But now it might be even closer up to 18%. The goal by 2025 is 20% of the adjusted retail electricity sales to be generated from renewable sources by 2025, including solar, wind, geothermal, hydroelectric, hydrogen, municipal solid waste, landfill gas, and farm animal manure. So could we have some of the same problems? Possible. Of course, Deseret News came out today and said, well, it's unlikely. It's unlikely. But we do have a significant portion of that. Significant. It's not just under 30%, but we're not far behind. But look at all the goals for this, too. Does that worry you? I would think it would. I would think it would a little bit. We're one of the seven states with utility scale electricity generation from geothermal sources. We have about 66% of Utah's electricity net generation came from coal, down from 81% 5 years earlier, and natural gas accounted for 16%. So just kind of letting you know where we're at. we didn't talk about it yesterday. The Biden's goal, they're going to put it on steroids, I have a feeling. And I don't know if that bodes well for us. I don't think it does. And I do think that we have a push right now for a national push for overhauling overhauling some of these. Well, I would say, I'll put it this way, getting a more centralized federal government control that oversees even more so than I think what we're, where we're at right now. You know, the grid systems and everything else in the country. I think that's what we're moving for, moving towards. You probably realize that too. I don't have a lot of confidence in that. Do you? Isn't it funny, all the articles that keep coming out about this and more questions, and they're trying to squash the questions left and right. People are going, now, why are the rolling blackouts the way they are? What's going on? This doesn't make sense. Yeah. And it's ongoing, ongoing, ongoing. It's kind of scary. Anyway, just thinking about the fact that they keep trying to squash it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
You control the food. You control the water.
Yep.
You control the utilities.
Mm-hmm.
You control the police. What does this sound like?
Yeah.
It sounds like communism.
Sure does, doesn't it?
You know, I went into Walmart the other day.
Walmart.
First time I'd been in almost 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this Chinese lady in front of me in line. And she looked at me and looked at me. And I had no mask, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what do you think's going on? She said, this is communism.
Yeah.
And who would know better than a Chinese person what communism is?
Oh, amen, brother. Thank you so much for the call. Yeah, I agree. I agree. So, you know, this show is going to always be about what are we going to do? How are we going to combat this? And I know that I always love calls from you for your solutions, things that you're doing. And, you know, we're all trying. I know that in our own way. I'm trying to fix even part of this. A small part. It doesn't even matter if it's a small part. We've got to do what we can. We're going to come back. I'll talk just for a moment about the statement that Dixie put out following the fact that the rumors about the fact that the Senate, state Senate, wouldn't hear the bill. So that'll be kind of interesting. I'll come right back with that. And, you know, I hope they don't. Can we please have our history? That would be nice. I came from California 25 years ago, and I really honor the history here. And we need to keep it and not bow down to these people. Really, because that's the entire reason they're doing it, is they're bowing down to political correctness that they've invented. If you go around and ask everybody right now in Southern Utah, they're not going to be in favor of changing the name. But there's more to it than that, right? It's about our history being squashed. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Muscle and blood in a skin and bones. You've got a mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load a 16 tons and what do you get? Another day older and a deeper in debt. Saying, Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Say, Peter, don't you call me,
cause I can't go.
Oh, you gotta love that voice, right? Welcome back, Kate Daly Show.
Don't you call me, cause
whenever I think of communism, I think of this. I know, right? Anyway, 16 tons. Oh boy, that's out of the way back machine. If you're needing a chiropractor, make sure you get over to Dr. Ward Wagner at DixieChiro.com. The number 673-1443. He's got a state-of-the-art facility. My husband loved it over there. Amazing stuff that he can do over there. In fact, he is certified through the American Board of Independent Medical Examiners, and he does everything from spine pain and disc problems to arthritis and all kinds of things. My husband was having some problems with the discs, and I'll tell you what, he's the only one I know that really, really understands how to get to the root of the problem. Neuropathy, all kinds of things can be handled over there, and they've got all the equipment to do it. They've got everything to do it. So make sure that you get over to Dixie Chiropractic. Ward Wagner even has a show on here, and I'm telling you, he's really, really good. Really good. Really impressed by what he's able to do and how much he's able to help. They even have a $99 initial offer for new patients. So what are you waiting for? Go to DixieChiro.com. So Biden... Just, I can't even say that without laughing because he's such a joke, you guys. I just don't know how anyone could follow this guy. Word is that basically he is, of course, in his own way, screwing over Texas. You know, I saw a meme earlier that talked about the fact that, hey, where's Biden been? You know, where is he? Hasn't said much. And of course, you know, Facebook said fake news. That's fake news. He actually said something about Texas. And, you know, it's interesting. Not that I would call out for, you know, obviously, you know, can we have government get into every single thing that happens? Because I'm not a huge fan of that. At the same time, though, you know, there are other presidents that probably would have at least shown up. But if you'll notice, he's not very many places. You guys notice that? And then, of course, Kamala calling heads of state, acting like president. Well, we knew that was coming. But, you know, it's like how long until they get rid of Biden, make it look like an accident. Who knows? But I just thought that was strange. And Abbott declared a state of disaster on Friday, February the 12th. And Biden's team ordered restrictions that sent the Texans, of course, freezing in the dark. So very interesting what's going on there. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Open phone lines today. Go right ahead.
I wanted to let you know how much I appreciate you having Mike Lindell on your show.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's wonderful.
Thank you.
And it might seem to be a silly question, but I would like to know if you think it's a worthy question to ask him, mm-hmm. how he feels about David Hoggatt starting a pillow company to try and compete with him for some reason. I just don't understand any of that. It just doesn't make any sense to me other than, you know, I don't agree with Mike Lindell on anything, so I'll start a pillow company of my own for some dumb reason. I don't know.
David Hogg, the crisis actor?
Yes, sir.
Oh, gosh. Wow.
I'm serious about this. I wish I were kidding, but he's starting his own pillow company to compete with Mike Lindell for some dumb
But
that's the stupidest thing.
You're
ever.
Right. That's a total joke.
You.
Thanks. Appreciate that. Appreciate that. David Hogg, crisis actor. Wonderful. Yeah, he wants to put My Pillow out of business. The anti My Pillow. These people are so dumb. They would put a pillowcase over a brick and sell it. These people are ridiculous. The David Hoggs of the universe. But you know what though? He had his 15 minutes of fame. Remember? And then of course. Nobody was talking about him, so he's got to get his name in the news. And of course, CBS, Washington Post, NBC, everyone carries the story, right? Of a little no-name crisis actor to start a pillow company to go up against Mike Lindell. The fabulous Mike Lindell. Anyway, all righty. So there's that. As far as the Dixie situation goes, this is the statement that that Dixie State University sent to St. George News. They said that the name recommendation was never intended to erase our great history, but create a brighter future for our students. In that spirit, university, and I quote, administration strongly feels that this bill deserves to be discussed publicly on the Senate floor to fully understand the intent, purpose, and impacts of this recommendation on our schools, students, and state. The recommendation has been thoroughly vetted and received overwhelming support by hundreds of experts do you need an expert? Okay, anyway, of higher education, business, and government who are tasked with watching out for our best interest of our schools and students, like political correctness, including a veto-proof majority vote from the House, Utah House of Representatives. The university is grateful for many individuals who have weighed in on this topic. The bill went through the House, HB 278, passed through the Utah House of Representatives, February 10th, 51-20. By the way, Brad Last voted for it. Representative Brad Last voted for the Dixie name change. And it was received and introduced into the Senate Wednesday. I'm sorry. Today's Friday. Wednesday. And then it was in the Senate Rules Committee. And according to sources who remain anonymous, closed caucus meeting, right? Republican senators, citing the hazard rule, would not vote to hear the bill on the Senate floor. So, I guess we'll see what happens there. I would actually be glad to see that not go through. I want to keep Dixie's name the same. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. Hey, and I'm a relatively new listener to your show, and I really appreciate the information that you're bringing to the people.
Thanks.
But my concern is, and the elephant in the room to me, is election integrity. Like, how do we go about fixing that? Even here in, like, the state of Utah.
Right.
I mean, after listening to Ron DeSantis down there in Florida, I mean, they're talking about doing all kinds of bills and things to, like, make sure that their election system is, you know, streamlined and there's no fraud and that sort of thing.
I agree.
That can happen or making it very difficult for that to happen. I mean, just look at, like, for us, like, how long it took them to count the votes there for Owens and that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why does it take so long for that to happen? I mean, why can't that just be recorded the same night?
Right.
With as many people as we had in Florida, they had all the numbers in, and everybody knew what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, that's really the big issue. Where do we go? How do we fix that to start so we know that our vote matters and that it works?
Yeah, I know. A lot of people, I mean, obviously, I think we're all having the same concern. Thanks for the call. And we'll get more calls like this. I know we will. And I'm not quite sure what we're going to do. Thanks for the call.
Where can we start? I mean, I know you talked in one of your shows about these smaller groups where
mm-hmm.
we can get together and educate each other.
Right.
But where do we start?
Every Thursday they're doing a call, I think at 10 in the morning, Utah time, Pam Popper is, and they have a whole set of things about the emergency, right? Suing over the emergency. When it comes to election fraud, I know that the person that started really exposing this, her name was Beverly Harris, and she started exposing GEMS, G-E-M-S. It's Global Elections Management, G-E-M. And this system went to court in California, and she started exposing this in 2003. The problems with the software. And that later has turned into now Dominion, because they change names all the time. That's how they kind of just, they keep the screwy road of names being added and exchanged out. But she has a site called Black Box Voting, blackboxvoting.org. And you can go there and get some information on this. And I know that they have things that they're trying to do. Still to implement this, and they just updated the site for 2021, obviously, with what's going on. So that might be a place to start. But yeah, I know. I think everyone's a little frantic on what we're going to do moving forward. Who knows? I don't know what national thing we can do. In the state of Utah, I'm not quite sure, actually. They moved to mail-in voting, and I remember on the air saying this is a huge, huge mistake. But the politicians around here were a little happy about it because they said, oh, we'll get more votes. It's not about more votes. It's about the quality of a vote. Is that person alive? Is that person 16? My 16-year-old got a ballot in the mail because of the driver's license thing.
Well, and I don't know if you listen to any
17-year-old, sorry.
What he's mm-hmm. doing down there in Florida, but like they're saying these drop boxes and
mm-hmm.
why do we need these?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that just opens you up for people that are touching them that aren't qualified or aren't being watched, or
mm-hmm.
they can be, you know, fraud.
Right.
And there's just so many things that he brought out that were so great, you know, and he's like, we're definitely not going to be sending out ballots
mm-hmm.
that aren't requested by absentee or things like that. Like, just clear doing away with that whole system.
Right. The people are going to have to start demanding and not go with the party direction of this is how we're going to do it, but start demanding that the votes be in person, ID, you know, because it's the integrity of that vote. Now, the problem is in the software. What happens is in the back end of the software, unless you're looking for it, you won't find it, is that it can times one vote by 1,000 votes, or it can fractionalize a vote. And so it's the software, and we have the software all through Utah.
Well, and who decides that? How do we, as a people, say we don't approve of this? How do we get different software, or how do we more, you know, that's my question. I'm not sure if you know the answer.
I don't know the answer to that. People are going to have to stop going along with what we're being directed to do and start demanding what they want them to do. That's the only, and I don't know how that looks. What does that look like? I'm not quite sure, but enough people, they're not saying anything yet, and there's no real directive on how we're going to change this, and we have elections coming up again. What are we going to do? And you're right. Let's, we got to brainstorm. I really love your phone call. Thank you so much for calling. Call again. I don't know yet. I don't know what we're going to do. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. Hi. There's an old saying that is, you do what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us are in the same boat. We don't know what to do about the massive nature of the corruption that has infiltrated so many systems in our world.
Right.
What we can do is we can start prepping at home.
Mm-hmm.
That's something we have complete control over. We can take our kids out of the schools. We can educate them about what our republic is about.
Mm-hmm.
We can put in a garden. Let me repeat that. We can put in a garden.
Uh-huh.
If you don't have a garden,
mm-hmm.
you might as well dig a hole and put yourself in it and cover it over, because you're going to be manipulated. We're being manipulated through our food.
Yep.
So you've got to protect your food and water sources, and that's something you can do.
Thank you. Really appreciate that. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. KateDalyRadio.com.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there, welcome back, Kate Daly Show. You know, tonight I'm going to hop in my hot tub because I need, at the end of every week, I swear I need that relaxation moment where I don't have to think about politics or anything and I can just relax. Get your bullfrog hot tub from Tropical. Go in, get it. You're going to love me for this one. I'm telling you. Hot tub owners are happy hot tub owners for a reason, and that's because our backyard is a little bit more of a paradise. Make sure that you're getting one, because these things are just rock solid. They are amazing and they last forever. This would be the one I would get. I sat in a lot of them before I decided to get the bullfrog, and the reason was because it had different seat heights, it had different jet packs, and you could control the amount of coming out of the jets. You could actually control that, and so I thought, this is the best one. And make sure you're getting one over at Tropical Pool and Spa. They're awesome and they know what they're doing, and I highly recommend them. You can give me a call. I the GEM system, Beverly Harris did a great job in going through her company really went after the whole GEMS management, global election management system, for the software that was written back in 2003. And they were identifying these problems. It actually went to court in California. Everything is always swept under the rug. And the software, of course, has had so many issues through the years, but it's bad. It's bad. I've even seen some pieces, the genesis of America's corrupted computerized election. But this is why, to be honest, this is why everyone's so quiet. This is why everyone just kind of went, okay, let's just embrace Biden and move on. And let's just move on. Because all the elections are in question. Let's be real. Nobody wants investigations into this. So don't look for the government to do anything about it. It's going to have to be the people. The government will never, they haven't done anything about the massive fraud that just took place. What makes you think they're going to do anything before the next thing as well, before the next election? So we're not going to see any solution there. But if people start demanding, you know, maybe even pulling out of the parties, showing that they're not going to go along with this, maybe some changes could be made. I don't know. Let's hope. And on the Dixie name change, the Senate possibly not hearing that yet, not having not entertaining the Dixie bill because it sailed through the House of Representatives here in Utah, but not the Senate so far. Look, other universities didn't have to change their name. So when they say, you know, well, this is all about just the university, I don't believe that. I believe that it is about the name and it is about to erase the name. And I don't like that. you can feel how you want, but I will tell you most people around here are not okay with it. 100%. They're just not okay with doing that for the reasons that they're doing it, for the political correctness reasons. So I think we've had enough of the changing of history. I think we've had enough. We've seen enough. Saw it happen in Cedar. You know, it's to the point now where I'm just kind of shocked because it looks so bad as far as we have to kowtow. We have to change it up for whoever might be offended. Well, who is offended? Can you tell me that? Who is? And if they're offended, why? There are a lot of other universities you can choose from. If you're so offended by the name of a university, why would you go there? Go ask the kids at the school. Is this really offensive? The name Dixie? Give me a break. 888-673-1450. We're getting the vaccine shoved down our throats. Everyone's still wearing a mask. I still saw a lady today wearing a mask in her car. I thought, I just shook my head. What do you say? After a year, still in the car alone, even. Not sure what to say about that one. By the way, in the last hour today, we're going to have Mike Lindell from MyPillow come on in this next hour. And then in the hour after that, the last hour of the show, I am really going to open up the phone lines because I would like to receive some calls from you guys on manufactured events in the last 120 years. Manufactured events. And I have some information to give you. And I think it's kind of shocking when you think of the amount of events with strange ties, with ties to people in office right now, with just the strange, can't account for it, pieces don't add up. And these might be pieces that you never looked at for said, you know, event, whatever, because we'll go through several different kinds of events. But I just want thinking to come back again. Thinking needs to make a return. Logic needs to make a return again. And so maybe this will kind of crack open that, you know, I don't know, conversation to talk about the events of the past and how much may have been manufactured. Some of the things that we just kind of took for granted and said, yeah, that's how that went down. Nah, not so much. Not so much. So we'll open the phone lines and of course you can add your 2 cents to that conversation because you know I'll play that in rerun, right? So you might want to add in your 2 cents on which manufactured event in history kind of surprised you, shocked you. When you really started thinking about it, kind of doing some digging, what surprised you? There's just so much of it. I can't even tell you how many times I have been shocked going through history and looking at the things that have happened. And we just sort of went with the news. We just sort of went with it. There were so many deals made on the back end of things and things that were so manipulated and so many ties to events, especially in the 60s. Oh my gosh. It's like you could literally do 5 shows just on the 60s events alone. The 60s and the 40s on what happened to America. But these manufactured events need to be discussed. And I do think, even if you disagree, even if you go, oh, that Kate, oh, you at least have to think about what I'm going to say today. You at least have to say, well, that is strange. So at least give me that. There's just so much of it. I don't know how we're going to cram it all in an hour, because I'm not even going to go after the big ones like 9/11. I'm going to go after some of the other smaller ones that we don't really talk a whole lot about. Open phone lines, 888-673-1450, 673-1450. Any ideas on what to do about the election fraud that's going on? Any ideas about how to clean that up? You're welcome to call in as well. I'm happy to take those calls too. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate, it's Woody. How you doing?
Hi there. Go right ahead.
Hey, just wanted to touch base with you on the Dixie State name change idea.
Okay.
So it's interesting because the research group, Cicero, did all of this research, right, to find out whether or not it was going to hinder the university's ability to grow and things like that. Mm-hmm. But what's fascinating is what they cite as the reasons for recommending the name change, right?
Right.
And one of the big things that they've cited is that students report that they're having a hard time finding jobs out in the workplace.
Hmm. I don't believe that.
Right.
I really don't.
Oh, well, I don't. So here's the thing. There's a problem with that, because what they're citing is a couple of cases where and other people are reporting, right, that, oh, I didn't get a job because Dixie was on my resume.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can tell you from personal experience, you know me, I've been an entrepreneur, business owner, hired and consulted hundreds of people on how to hire properly, right?
Sure.
There was a series of period of time where I was going to school way back in the day, and I was attending Southern Utah University and ran an organization that took students. It was a off-campus company that I had started up, and we took students to international competitions. And at an international competition, my students took first place. Right. And we were competing against the top of the top schools in the world. Mm-hmm. It was insane. Right.
Right.
And all of the largest companies, it was in the contracting and civil engineering industry.
Mm-hmm. You've got
and
about
all of
a
the
minute.
Top,
go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So to sum it up, what would happen is, we took first place. These top companies came to me and said, how did you do this? And I explained what we did, and instantly they all wanted to hire me. And as they were going through the interviews, I got through three interviews with three different of the largest companies in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And all three of them, when they were reviewing the resume, got down to the school and said, huh, SUU, interesting. And their entire body language, demeanor, facial expressions all said something was up.
Mm-hmm.
And I pressed them and pressed them and pressed them, until every single one of them said, well, when we see Southern Utah University, we put you on the never hire pile.
Why?
Never even consider pile. And it's because we've just heard bad things about Southern Utah University.
Really?
So
that's weird.
To say that it's Dixie on the resume that is causing people to not get hired is actually a complete and utter lack of understanding of what's truly happening.
Mm-hmm.
When I pressed them about SUU, they said, well, we've just heard that students out of SUU aren't that high quality.
Interesting. Huh.
Right?
Okay. Weird.
So to say that Dixie, it's because of the name Dixie, I would have to say that whoever claims that is fairly...
Where'd you go?
True behind what that person is saying.
All right. Hey, thank you. We'll have to have a more in-depth conversation about that. Email me. Thank you. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet.
Wow. That's interesting. Yeah, the reasons given just don't add up for me. So, yeah, they're doing it for political correctness. For me, that's my opinion. So the governor said two things. Number one, on the transgender bill, he said, Governor Cox, he said that kids will die. Kids will die if we don't let them compete in sports. Boys dressed up as girls in women's sports. Yeah, that statement's not true. And there's just no proof of that. And then he also said that anything being said about the vaccine other than it's proven safe and effective is dangerous. This is the deal, though, Governor Cox. It has never been proven safe and effective because it's experimental. So he's trying to demonize, in my opinion, anyone out there that understands that there's no COVID in the vaccine. What's making people sick? There's no COVID in it. So, yeah, the gene altering, just as Mark Zuckerberg said, hey, we don't know what's going to happen when we modify DNA and RNA. Now he's, of course, trying to walk that back. But he said that in a Facebook conference. Audio was leaked. The video was leaked. So, no, the vaccines have not been extensively studied. They did it on the emergency, emergency, whatever you want to call it. And so it didn't have to be. And they have not been proven safe and effective, Governor Cox. So I just can't believe the things that he says. He can't believe the things that people like me say. Well, I'm sorry. They even admit there's no evidence. And they even admit in the fact sheet that it doesn't actually treat COVID, the vaccine. In the fact sheet itself. This isn't like we're making stuff up here. They've admitted it on tape. They've admitted it in writing. How much more do we need? Even the guy that heads the director of Moderna even admitted it. But Governor Cox says that if you say anything other than it's been extensively studied and proven safe and effective, that you're dangerous. The things you're saying are dangerous. Wow. Boy, I can't listen to him. I just can't listen to him. I don't know who's feeding him his information. Same people, I guess, that fed Governor Herbert. But that's the kind of junk we get served. Oh, it's proven. Yeah, it just came out 5 minutes ago. It's totally safe. Oh, really? We'll be right back with Mike Lindell. You're going to love this. You're going to love this. He's fantastic. We'll be right back. I'll be right back. KateDalyRadio.com.